This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran rejected a call on Tuesday by three European countries urging it to refrain from any retaliatory attacks that would further escalate regional tensions. Iran calls it an excessive request. The leaders of Britain, France, and Germany, in a joint statement on Monday, asked Iran and its allies to refrain from retaliation for the killing of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran last month. Iran has blamed Israel. Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip, which is ravaged by 10 months of war, means there's little or no shampoo, soap, period products, or household cleaning materials, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
When girls complain to Gazan doctor Labna Al-Azeza that they have no combs, she tells them to cut off their hair. It's not just combs. The conflict has left the enclave with no clean running water, a shortage of aid in medicine, and raw sewage everywhere, giving rise to skin diseases and other afflictions. International aid deliveries to Gaza have been dramatically reduced since Israel seized control of the Rafah border crossing, exacerbating a humanitarian crisis. Israel denies responsibility for delays, saying that the UN and others are responsible for its distribution inside the enclave.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Ukraine said on Tuesday its forces had taken control of 74 settlements in Russia's southern Kursk region as its major cross-border incursion continued to advance. Ukraine's army chief, Oleksandr Sursky, briefing President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Kyiv's military had seized 40 square of new territory over the past 24 hours, square kilometers, the day after claiming Ukraine held 1,000